All right, there you go. It's 7:13. To kind of expand on Rob's forecast, we've got a 50% chance of some rain on Saturday.
That's exciting.
It is. We really could use some of that. And Sunday, we've got a 50% chance of rain during the day. And it goes down to 20% on Sunday night. But
Our temperature's going to cool down a bit?
No, not really. I mean, well, it'll be in the 80s, but that's really a little bit warmer than we normally have for this time of year. But central part of the county got some rain, I think, in the cities yesterday. There was a little bit of shower activity, at least for a short period of time.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to check the weather gauge at Casa de Cayo, but I got some rain.
Okay, and we got thunder at my house, so that's great.
And the hobo in my alley, he's wearing his hat. So
okay,
yeah.
Hey, do we know anything about the auto pedestrian?
We know that they're continuing to investigate, and Rock Prairie and Longmire is where it happened. We'll keep you up to date on that. Best just to stay away from there. That's a fairly busy intersection, obviously, with two schools down on the western side of that Rock Prairie. So. And of course, Longmire for crosstown is used quite a bit. So best for you to just kind of not be in that area if you can keep from it, because they need to get all the investigation, all the evidence.
Try and scooch around it.
Yep, exactly. It's, again, right about an hour ago that all came down. So stay away from there if you possibly can. Okay, if you want to check your kiddo's cereal before pouring the old milk on it, Kellogg's recalling two of its cereals because it could have, fragments of metal mesh in there.
What?
That's exactly what you'd want your kiddo to be consuming, right?
Lots of iron in their diet, though.
Cereals in question would be Kellogg's Frosted Mini Wheats Bite Size Original and Kellogg's Mini Wheats Unfrosted Bite Size Cereal.
Oh.
According to Fox News, the metal mesh comes from faulty manufacturing parts. Yeah, I think we probably figured that out. It's not
either
like
that, or the Terminator fell into the vat of
something. The metal was not part of the growing process on the stuff in the cereal. So anyway, if you have those, it's Kellogg's Mini Wheats, and one would think that they have some sort of equipment that would check that before it leaves the factory, but not sure.
A lot of them run them under magnets. I know that.
Right. Well, then, and that's what happened is they started getting picked up and all that stuff. All right, so our fashion notes today, on Fridays we always do fashion notes.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay.
We do now.
That's right. Believe it or not, needlepoint is now an in thing.
Get
what?
Yep,
oh.
And you get to spend money, too. Big bucks. Fashionista.com says Dolce & Gabbana feature a new needlepoint, detailing it heavily in their recent show. So did Balmain and now Fendi. I don't know who that is. Will allow you to have a kit to make your own bag. Okay? That's like a do-it-yourself craft store type thing.
Okay? Can't you do that at Hobby Lobby?
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, this one, though, see, there's nothing at Hobby Lobby, I think, that costs $1,000.
Yeah, at least now they won't have to pay sweatshops.
Yeah, $1,000 for a make-it-yourself little baguette, a little bitty bag. And Neiman Marcus is selling the kit online if you only want to spend $995, then you can do that.
Holy cow.
I mean, and again, you buy that, you spend $1,000, you do it. And, if it looks lousy, I mean, if you do a bad job.
Like, what if you suck at it?
Yeah, I mean, if you suck at this is not good, because then you're not going to want to take it out in public because, the ladies will go, is it that? Nice.
Well, I don't know. You still might take it out. There are a lot of things that people take in public that I would not.
Well, I understand, but I mean, paying $1,000 for it, too, might have something to do with it. Wow.
Is it, the old Billy Joel song, You Can't Dress Trash Until You Spend a Lot of Money?
There you go. That could work. Michael Vick is a dog owner again.
I saw that.
This is amazing. I didn't think I'd ever do this story, but obviously, if you remember, he served 18 months in federal prison on dogfighting charges, and he confirmed yesterday that his family has a dog. In a statement, he said, quote, "I understand the strong emotions by some people about our family's decision to care for a pet. As a father, it is important to make sure my children develop a healthy relationship with animals. I want to ensure that my children establish a loving bond and treat all God's creatures with kindness and respect."
What kind of dog was it?
A scared one?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the dog doesn't know. But, pretty interesting. And, I want to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. He has made appearances and spoken to students about the dangers involved in dog fighting. And, he didn't let that part of his life go when he ended up having tons of money. And now I guess he understands that. Hopefully he does. But, you know, give him a chance there if that's where it goes. So we'll see. And, there are people who carry around too much weight, you know, sometimes. They might be obese, or as the coach says,
fat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, while modern cars are getting lighter, drivers are getting
fat.
And that's causing a problem. America's fuel economy is being impacted because of
fat
people driving cars and trucks. The Allstate blog says that Americans are wasting, you get this, ready, more than a billion gallons of fuel per year. The Department of Energy says an extra 100 pounds lowers a vehicle's miles per gallon capacity by up to 2%.
Wow.
So basically they're putting it on you.
Fat.
Yes, all you Americans who are, just remember that. Automakers are using less steel and lighter plastics to reach higher fuel standards. More than a third of adults now are
fat
or obese, and that number is expected to increase. So today, as you fill up, look over there. Very nice. Look over there at Fatty Fat Fat, who's pumping up their vehicle. You ever watch those people get in the car and it lists when they sit in?
Scott.
I'm just saying, you know. But anyhow, that's, I guess what they did, and I don't know why Allstate decided to do it, but they decided to actually quantify what we're talking about. The problem of Americans carrying around that extra weight, and it's hurting our gas mileage, so it's their fault. Just blame it on fat people. All right. Now, how about beer that won't freeze? Beer that won't freeze. Let's consider that you're working in the South Pole and you want to drink a beer. I mean, that could be a problem, right?
No, you put it in the freezer to hurry up and get it cold fast.
That's it, sure. Yeah, so what they're doing is, for those people who are living in Antarctica, they've never actually been able to enjoy a beer, but now they can. A microbrewery has created an ale specifically designed to stay liquid in minus 90 degree temperatures.
Wow.
Is it called antifreeze?
I don't know. Yeah. Why would you want to put something to your lips if it's 90 degrees outside, you know, because then we're going to get like a Christmas Story flagpole situation. To tackle the challenge, the brewers looked through recipes for the 200-year-old Indian Pale Ale, because that particular style of beer was designed to travel long distances. The beer had to be fermented to at least 6% alcohol by volume to prevent it from freezing.
Yeah, because I thought, wouldn't you just add more alcohol, and that's because alcohol doesn't freeze?
6% beer, that's probably pretty good beer. I mean, I don't know.
What's the normal percent?
I have no idea.
It depends on what kind you get.
Yeah, that's probably right, yeah.
But I'm thinking beer Slurpee.
Yeah. The beer soon will be bottled in plastic vacuum sealed bottles.
Well, that solves your sticking to the
bottle
that's
true.
Thing.
Yep. And as a matter of fact, it'll be sent 10,000 miles to the depths of the South Pole. So you'll be able to do that.
Right. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I guess. 722. Most food-based Facebook contests want to leave users with a lasting impression. And so Jell-O's newest Facebook contest is all about making the product disappear as quickly as possible. The company wants to see who can eat it. They're putting the fastest. You see, this could be dangerous. It's getting 525,000 plus fans into this fun as part of the Jell-O Pudding Prix. That's what they're calling it, the Pudding Prix, not Grand Prix, Pudding Prix. The contest, which ends today, by the way, pits five pudding enthusiasts in a battle to the bottom of the cup, so to speak. Jell-O is promoting the race through a Facebook app that allows users to see the video of the contestants scarfing down their pudding as quickly as possible. What kind of pudding is it, though? What kind of pudding? That makes a lot of difference, I would think. Because if it's vanilla, chocolate, butterscotch, what other?
Tapioca.
Tapioca. You could do that, you know. Fans can root for whoever these people are. They've got a list of them, and I don't know who they are. But you can go to the Jell-O Facebook page if you want to and go see that, and you can log on. And
you know what's going to happen with all this?
What's that?
People are going to get fat!
Thank you. No, that's not right. That would be insensitive. We have to let the coach say.
Fat!
All right, hello.
Hey, I got to ask, but 45 below, what happens when the beer has to come out?
Yeah, oh. when I was... When I was at another radio station, when we always get below 32 degrees, we'd do the frozen dog report. Yeah, the dogs that were outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, how many